When the Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Levi Yitzchak of Raditzev, was a young man, before he was appointed Rav of the city, he lived in his father-in-law's home. His father-in-law was a Gvir and a Chashev Yid, and Reb Levi Yitzchak would always personally care for the many Archim who stayed in the house, bringing in bundles of straw to sleep on and arranging the linen. Seeing this, his father-in-law once asked him, "Why do you have to go through all that trouble yourself? Couldn't you pay some goy to drag the bundles of straw?" Reb Levi Yitzchak replied, "Is it right to give a goy the schus of doing the mitzvah, and on top of that to pay him for it?" The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says that achnasas oichim is even greater than greeting the Shechina. This is learned from this week's parsha, Parshas Vayeda, when Avraham Avinu asks Hashem to wait while he goes to attend to the Urchim. The Mepharshim and Parshas Vayeda point out that although Avraham Avinu had many servants and he was old and weak from the Bris, he nevertheless ran Bezrizis to serve the Urchim himself. The Gemara in Masechta Ksubis relates how Mar Ukva would leave 400 zuz daily on the doorstep of a local pauper. One day, the poor man decided to find out once and for all who was leaving him the money. That day, Mar Ukva, together with his wife, came, and as soon as they had put down the money, the Ani opened up the door and began to run after them to see who they were. Passing an oven where some coals were still burning, Mar Ukva and his wife jumped to hide from him. Soon, the feet of Mar Ukva started to burn. So his wife told him, "You can stand on my feet. They're not burning, for I take care of the Arachim at home by giving them food from which they can benefit immediately." Reb Eliezer was a great Machnas Eirach, that he would send out people to bring in Arachim who were traveling by his village. Seeing this, the Bezen Shomayla decided to send Eliyahu HaNavi to test him. One Shabbos afternoon, he appeared at Reb Eliezer's door as a beggar carrying his bag and walking stick, an obvious Chil Shabbos. Reb Eliezer did not comment on this shameful behavior of the poor man. On the contrary, he rushed to serve him Sholosh Sudas, and then Malava Malka on Matzah Shabbos. The next morning, Reb Eliezer gave him a nice sum of money. At this point, Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself and said, "Know that I am Eliyahu HaNavi who has come to test you, and because you have withstood the test, you have been found worthy of having a son who will light up the eyes of all Yisrael." The bracha was fulfilled, and he was zeicha to have the Baal Shem Tov. One wintry night, a Yiddish businessman arrived at the town of Gustanin and headed to the only house where lights were still shining, the home of the Heilige Tzaddik Rabbi Chil Meir. The host, whom the Eirach did not know, welcomed him warmly and served him some refreshments. Seeing that the traveler was still hungry, the Tzaddik searched the house and found some uncooked food in a pan full of fat. Unfamiliar with the techniques of cooking, he mixed everything together and placed the mixture in the oven, which was still hot. When the food was ready, the traveler ate the food hungrily and was satisfied. The tzaddik then gave the Eirach his own bed, where, tired from his travels, he slept fully clothed with his galoshes, while Rabbi Chil Meir, having nowhere to sleep, stayed awake the entire night. When his family awoke early, Rabbi Chil Meir did not allow them to enter the room, and he too walked on tiptoe. When the time came to daven shachris, he went to shul, and the Eirach joined him soon after. There, people told the traveler who was the great person who had gone through so much trouble for him. Greatly embarrassed, he hurried to apologize to the tzaddik, but Rabbi Chil Meir refused to accept his apology. The traveler tried even harder to explain that it happened due to his ignorance, until the tzaddik finally said, "If you promise to carry out an instruction which I will give you, then I'll accept your apology. The Yid agreed, and the Tzaddik gave his condition. Every time you will pass by Gustinin, you will be my Eirach. For when do I ever get a chance to fulfill this mitzvah as I was able to do this time? And now the people have spoiled it for me. When the Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Simcha Bunim of Peshitscha, was 5 years old, a group of learned Urchim visited his father, the Rav of Yedislav. While eating the meal he had prepared for them, the Rav called in his son and told him to prepare a chiddush in the halachis of Achnasas Urchim. After a while, when the boy returned, his father asked, "Nu, have you thought up of something original?" The boy nodded, and the Urchim, who had heard that he was an Iloi, eagerly awaited to hear some deep chiddushi teda. As soon as the meal was over, the Rav told them to come see what he had to show them. When they entered another room, his chiddush of the halachas of Achnasas Urchim caught them pleasantly by surprise. For each of them, the boy had prepared a bed for the night, with blankets, pillows, all neatly in place. There was once a Yid who leased a tavern from the local Paritz. Late one rainy, bitter, cold night, a group of Chassidim, on their way to visit the Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Chaim of Kosov, knocked on his door, wanting to spend the night in his house. The leaseholder pretended not to hear, so they had no choice but to continue on their way. When they reached Kosov, they went to greet the Rebbe, and he asked them about their journey. Mentioning the incident with the leaseholder, the Rebbe said, "There will come a time when he will need you." Not long after, the Yid came to Reb Chaim greatly distressed, for the Paritz had ordered him to leave the village within 3 months. "What should I do?" Reb Chaim said, "There is something that has always been puzzling me. If a leaseholder lives in some village without a mikveh, a minyan, and kriyas ha-Torah, how can he fulfill his chiyuvim?" According to our Chachamim, Hachnasas Urchim is greater than greeting the Shekhinah. So fulfilling this mitzvah can compensate for the rest of the mitzvahs one is not able to do. When you fulfill this mitzvah properly, you are protected. But now, you don't even take in people who come by your way. So what excuse is there for you to remain in the village? It would be better for you to live in a big city where you could join a minyan and toivel in the mikveh like all good Erlich Chassidim. Rebbe, from what will I have panasa?" cried the Yid. Reb Chaim told him to undertake having an open house, and he assured him that Hashem will then restore him to his position and no harm would come his way. The leaseholder went home a new man, and Hashem softened the heart of the Paritz, so the Yid was able to keep his tavern for many quiet years and host many passing Urchim. May we be zeiche to the Geula Shlema B'karev Mamish. Hatzlacha Rabbah.